Dreamscape presents The Player by Brad Parks, narrated by Adam Verner. During 27 years of scrupulous living, Edna Foster had survived whooping cough, encephalitis, breast cancer, one breech pregnancy, and two husbands. She figured she could handle the flu no problem. It struck on a Wednesday. The first day of spring's warmth had made it to New Jersey and visited her neighborhood in Newark. She had opened up the windows in the morning, tolerating the noise from a nearby construction site, because she was ready for some fresh air after a long winter. By afternoon, she had caught a chill and shut the window. By nightfall, the chills had developed into a full-blown fever with muscle aches and diarrhea to go with it. She called off the Bible study scheduled at her house that evening and consigned herself to bed. Too much fresh air, she supposed. By the next morning, she felt better. The flu came back a week later. She hadn't opened the windows that day, but she had been digging in her garden. She chastised herself for not dressing more warmly as she suffered through another miserable night. But again, the sickness took only a day to run its course. Perhaps a month after that, she broke her tibia. She hadn't been doing anything more strenuous than walk through her living room when it happened. She had to drag herself to the phone to get an ambulance. The doctor in the emergency room set the fracture, put it in a cast, then sent her home with crutches and enough Vicodin to get her through the discomfort. Edna used the painkiller sparingly for a few days, then flushed it down the toilet. She never drank or smoked. She was a good Christian woman, after all, and she didn't like how the drugs made her head feel fuzzy.